Smartcast. You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
Hello, welcome to Health Charcha, issued in public interest by Medtronic. I'm Deepthi Ahuja, podcast producer at HD Smartcast and your podcast host and those. In this show, we will discuss all of the burning health-related questions you, my dear listener, might have in mind. So, let's begin. So far, we've covered the basics of brain tumor, the kinds, its symptoms, causes, risk factors, and treatments, both invasive and non-invasive. We've taken a deep dive into the various kinds of surgical procedures to treat brain tumor and how technology has advanced our odds of surviving such surgeries, of surviving such treatments. But what are these odds? Can we fully recover from it? How long does it take for us to feel like ourselves again? And what if we get complications post-surgery? What then? These are some of the questions we quite obviously don't think about until we can, and then we scramble to prepare for a life after the treatment. Well, this episode is all about such questions, and to help us prepare for a life after brain tumor, we have with us Dr. Chandrasekhar Deo Pujari, who is HOD Neurosurgery, Bombay Hospital. Hi, Dr. Chandrasekhar. How are you? Welcome to Health Charcha.
Hi, Deepthi.
So, Doctor, bahut seedha sawal. How can a patient improve his or her quality of life with the available modern techniques when it comes to brain tumor, of course?
Basically, when we talk of quality of life after brain tumor surgery, we have to take into account the simple fact that how was the quality of life of patient when you started treating the patient. Okay. And therefore, the most important thing is if you start in a patient who has been otherwise absolutely well before surgery, then there is a greater chance that his quality of life will remain very well after surgery. If it has already been affected, unlike most other systems, the nerve cells do not regenerate very much, though there is a lot of research going on. We still have a long way to go before we can say that we can restore everything. So most important thing when we do a brain tumor surgery is preserve function.
Yeah.
Today, we have three important things. One is, of course, early detection. Second is to investigate them properly to see what are the potential damage that can occur during surgery and how to avoid it. That is the most important concepts of modern neurosurgery. And once you have gone through that stage, if the patient has come out well after surgery, then to maintain that status, we have to make sure that he's on proper medication so that the fits do not create a problem or the patient does not get affected by swelling. So the usual care taken about, how to reduce the brain swelling, how to avoid fits, etc., is the most important thing in the immediate post-operative period. In the late post-operative period, everybody has to help out because the emotional well-being depends on the close family and the people who are going to be with him in the ICU and as soon as he gets back home, which is usually in a few days. And then if there are no major motor deficits, then the rehabilitation is very easy. It is mainly a question of getting back into your previous mental status and getting back slowly into your work. If there are some kind of a damage, like patient has developed mild hemiparesis or paralysis of any kind, then the physical rehabilitation also becomes important.
Right, right. And apart from all of that, the basics, wheelchair, canes, walkers, all of these things should be availed before the surgery, right?
Yeah.
Interesting. You suggested that, you know, you mentioned that there are people who will be there to help out post-operative in the ICU and, you know, all of that. I'm wondering, how long does a patient need to stay at a hospital?
So typically, in a average brain tumor patient stays in ICU for overnight, maybe 24 hours, and depending on his condition the very next day, you decide if the patient can get back to room. One of the reasons to keep the patient in ICU is to make sure that his neurological status is normal, but also to make sure that, if he has any requirement, a nurse is immediately available, his heart rate, breathing is being continuously checked, because some post-anesthesia effect can also be important to, you know, create problems with these issues. And typically next morning the patient will have breakfast, will have a proper assessment by the doctors, and once they are satisfied, the patient goes back to the room. And in a typical brain tumor case, around fifth day, the patient is ready to go home. There are some complicated surgeries where the hospital stay may be about 10 days, but the average is between 5 to 10 days for most of the patients with brain tumors to stay in the hospital.
Wow, that's still a short stay. I was expecting more. Dr. Chandrasekhar, what happens, after a person has been discharged from the hospital after the surgery, after the treatments?
So that differs from tumor to tumor. And as I said, you most importantly, what was the patient's pre-operative condition? If the patient has been like working till about a week before the surgery, then we know that he will like to get back to work very soon. And most people nowadays, especially with phone and computer being modes of not only communication, but also business, most people get back to their routine pretty quickly as soon as they reach home.
Yes.
We allow them to have normal diet, most of them. If patient, as I told you earlier, if patient has some kind of a paralysis, then physical rehabilitation team also helps them, even at home after the initial period in the hospital. And if the patient has some kind of a depression, etc., which very rarely happens, but some people do get affected by the fact that they have had a brain tumor surgery and may feel a little diffident to get back to work, then they need a little bit of casualing and mental tuning also, which is partly done by a doctor, partly done by some kind of a counselor, and mostly done by people at home in our country.
Right. But, you know, can one fully recover from brain tumor if Mark Ruffalo, someone like that, struggled for years with best available support and resources? What about the common us, you know, the common man, woman, person? What is the quality of life after brain tumor surgery?
So as you said earlier, most people don't believe that you can come out of a brain tumor surgery pretty quickly. But I tell you, people who are high functioning individuals literally get back to work as soon as they go home within a week or so.
Right.
The main reason why people may be affected is the area involved by the tumor, especially if it is a parenchymal tumor or intraaxial tumor, as we like to call it, if it is within the brain, or if it is a tumor which is like growing just outside the brain and just pressing on the brain. So there is a remarkable difference. If the tumor has been pressing on the brain, then as soon as the pressure goes away, patient actually starts feeling better and gets back to work pretty quickly. On the other hand, if it is an intraaxial tumor and some important part of the brain, like the speech area, then it may take them some time, because they initially they stutter, they find difficulty in finding words. If it is in memory area, then that becomes a problem for people where memory is very important for their work. And if it is in the area which like controls your executive function, then some people can communicate quite well but cannot take decisions. So these kind of things depend on where the tumor is and what kind of tumor it is, and have we been able to completely eradicate the tumor. If it is outside the brain, if you can eradicate it completely, then most of them get back to their normal ways in a maximum of 3 weeks. I mean, most people ask, how long should I take leave? And I usually tell them that 3 weeks is the minimum, and thereafter it depends on your nature of work. If you need to get back to work, you can get back to office after 3 weeks. If not, if you can work from home, then it is entirely your choice. You can get back to work even after a week.
Interesting. But there must be some side effects, right? For every brain surgery or every brain tumor treatment, what are those side effects that people need to be a little aware of?
So the most common side effect is there is some swelling in the area of the operation, which takes a little time to subside. Because you are operating on a brain tumor, you have taken out some amount of hair at least to make a cut. As time has passed by, the hair cut is becoming smaller and smaller. And most people can hide it with their usual hairstyle. But apart from this cosmetic kind of a problem, some kind of a eye swelling when you are operating on front part of the head, etc., are quite common in the first week, 10 days. Later on, as I told you, it depends entirely on the person's personality as to how he copes up with some of the crisis situation, and some people find it difficult. But most people, when the tumor is situated in a favorable area, recover back to complete normalcy. Now, this is being studied more and more because most people feel that most part of the brain are important, and it cannot happen that you operate on the brain and somebody will come out completely normal. So you may have, some minor kind of a disorder, like somebody cannot smell very well for a few days. It takes 2-3 months for them to get. Body is made in such a way that smell is by both the sides. So if one side smell is affected, the other side takes over.
Oh,
so
that's
there are compensatory mechanisms within the body. But I won't say that nobody gets badly affected. If you have a tumor in speech or hand area, you may have people struggling to, you know, get back to properly talking or properly doing things for themselves with their hands or writing and stuff like that. And in such patients, you need to teach them how to use their left hand if it is going to be long lasting, or how to, you know, get back to writing properly, at least so that they can start writing. Otherwise, you have to make some kind of a adjustment for them that how they can manage without using those parts of the body very commonly, and simple exercises. You know, like writing every day, speaking every day, and using paramedical workers. I don't like the word paramedical. I think they are all health workers.
Yeah.
People who typically teach how to speak properly, people who teach how to write properly. These kind of things also make a lot of difference. One other thing that is badly affected, I would just take one more minute. That most people find that the past is very difficult to catch up with, but something happened yesterday or, you know, recent memory gets badly affected. And this is a very common thing which happens after any kind of a brain injury or after a brain tumor surgery. So you have to tell them that your memory will come back in the reverse order.
What does that mean?
That means you remember childhood stories and you remember things you did 10 years ago quite well, but you can't remember what you did 10 minutes ago.
Oh, okay.
So you need to keep them in present all the time, and you need to just keep on, you know, reminding them till they get that back. And typically it takes somewhere between 3 weeks to 3 months to recover.
Wow. That was one side effect that I never thought, would be a part of recovery. But khair, nonetheless. Now, last question, and this is basically only for the clarity of the listener, because I'm sure that if they or their loved ones are affected by brain tumor, and you know someone is going through a surgery, they might be looking for it. They might be, you know, going on their search engines and looking for these kind of therapies. Could you tell us what are these therapeutic ways that can help a patient recover successfully after a surgery, and the proper names of these treatments? I mean, you did say writing, speech and all of that. But if you could tell us how they fall, where they fall, you know, it'll make everyone's life easier.
So basically today when we talk about, help available to regain your function, or what we call rehab, is becoming better and better. In our country, many a times the initial job has to be done by doctors to, you know, get the patient back to somewhere near normalcy so that other people can stop working. And the immediate need is of the physical therapist, which makes it easier for the patient to, you know, properly sit, stand, walk, go to the bathroom, etc., which all these things which we take for granted become very important
right. When
you have had a major surgery. And for somebody to get back to these kind of normal chores of life every day becomes very, very comforting for them that they could do this.
Yeah.
The second thing that comes across is, you know, finer functions like using your hand properly or using your speech properly. And there, nowadays, first, as I told you, that we, during surgery, we have to take care that they don't get affected. And this can be done by various ways, even Many a times we operate on a patient without putting the patient to anesthesia so that the speech is well preserved. Mm. If at all there are some word finding difficulties, then the speech therapist start their activities and they teach, like even small children are taught like that.
Mm.
Next stage comes when they are getting back to, you know, work, and people with physical disabilities find it more difficult. People with loss of memory, etc., find it very difficult, but the occupational therapists then come to their rescue. There is a lot of emphasis given by WHO currently on assisted therapies. That is, you know, people using some kind of a walker to make sure that they walk properly as soon as possible. Hmm. And things like that. I mean, we will talk about simple things, but there are now several assisted therapies, as they are called. Right. And of course, for children to get back to their play schools or their schools becomes extremely important to get back to normalcy very quickly.
Right, right. So basically, physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, and maybe some sort of tutoring and whatever assisted equipment is required as for assistance. That is also something that people...
For severely impaired people, yes.
Interesting. This has definitely been a very, very interesting episode, Dr. Chandrasekhar. Thank you so much for your time. And I hope that it was worth our listeners' while.
Thanks, Deepti. I mean, it is probably true that time heals everything, and this happens even with physical disabilities. But a lot of help is required, and fortunately, this help is available now much better than what it used to be a decade ago.
Right, right. On that note, we come to an end of this series on brain tumor. I hope we've been able to address, you know, almost all kinds of questions that might come to your mind if you or your loved ones are unfortunately affected by this disease. Until we meet again, chin up, yaar. This is a public awareness initiative supported by Medtronic. Views expressed are independent views of Dr. Chandrasekhar Deopujari, intended for general information and educational purposes only. They do not constitute any medical advice. Please consult your physician for any questions or concerns you may have regarding your condition. The doctor makes no recommendations or endorsements of any product or services. That's it for this episode on Health Charcha. If you wish to know more about the diseases discussed in this podcast, please initiate a discussion with your physician. To stay updated on this podcast, follow at HT Smartcast on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to htsmartcast.com or suno Naye Nazariye Se.
This was an HT Smartcast original.
HT Smartcast.